Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Jelani Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM, a Wednesday afternoon. It's National Sibling Day. Your favorite team of siblings is the X-Platform question of the day. Tough to go against the Jacksons. The noon hour brought to you by Wade Ford. At Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer, you'll discover great prices, flexible finance options, our top trading values, and even mobile service. Like we said, Wade Ford bringing you and us the hour of 12 o'clock. We'll talk to Nota Begay from NBC about his college teammate Tiger Woods, among other things. He will join us from NBC at 1:20. The green card, speaking of golf, is back. It is the deal of the year. Six of the area's best courses for one low price of $249, a cart included, plus a $25 Fire Maker Brewing Company gift card, all for $249. Cherokee Run, Bears Best, Heritage Golf Links, Collins Hill, Sequoia National, and Wolf Creek. Oh, thank you, Domino Golf Club. $607 value, $249. Only 200 cards. They go on sale at 9 a.m. Friday at 680thefan.com. And Chris, once they're gone, they are gone. There's no looking back.
Yeah, they throw the printing plates out. I think these are made on printing plates.
They are. It's very, very old school.
They smash and demolish the prints.
Yeah, speaking of old school, the Masters, they love to go old school. Officially getting underway tomorrow morning, the honorary starter ceremony featuring Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, and Tom Watson. They're going to hit from the number one tee at 7:40, and then we proceed from there. Tiger is going to tee off at 1:24 at least. That's the scheduled time, because at least one round of the Masters, you know, rain and bad weather will be a factor, and tomorrow that seems to be the day. So we'll see if that hurts Tiger if he tees off later and has a short turnaround on Friday. We'll see if that jeopardizes his streak of making the cut.
Well, truth be told, Derek came in and said he started to talk about, well, it could rain and then you start late, but then you'd have to finish up your Thursday round on Friday and then turn around and play your Friday round to try to make the cut. That could happen because weather sometimes can do those types of things. The more important thing to me was, did you hear Tiger's answer to being asked about, you know, that ceremonial first tee? You know, I don't know if you may be thinking about it, but did you hear what he said?
I did not hear it, but I would imagine he wants no part of it.
Well, we will play the cut later on because Tiger Woods really wanted it to be known that I don't think it's unfair. I don't know what the right word is. I just don't think Tiger appreciated it.
He is,
and I'd imagine what Tiger doesn't appreciate at Augusta, there's a chance it's never going to happen again.
Yes, he's not of that mindset because here he is talking about what he can do this weekend and maybe even beyond.
What do you feel like you're capable of doing this week? What do you believe that you can do this week?
If everything comes together, I think I can get one more. Want me to describe that any more than that, or we're good?
He's still out there to compete and win the Masters. He's not thinking about being one of those older guys. Hey, hit the ball straight off the tee. Hey, let's get the Masters underway. Hey.
Okay. I don't know. It sounded to me like he believes he can fly. I don't want to bring up R. Kelly in any of
that's the
stuff.
Mindset you have to have, though, if you're Tiger Woods.
Yes.
Until, hey, there he is. Look, he can walk. He can actually make contact with the golf ball still. Hey.
He is an elder statesman. It is amazing at 48 what this game can do to you when you've been as banged up as him. Now, I don't know if you heard. Wait, hold on. Greg McElroy said he's faced no adversity. So he's not
That's
sure.
That's a callback to our last segment.
If he even has a chance to win the Masters. He just doesn't seem hungry enough because of lack of adversity.
And like we said, here is Tiger Woods stating the truth as far as how he physically feels.
I hurt every day. I ache. No, I ache every day. And I prefer it warm and humid and hot. And I know we're getting some thunderstorms, so at least it'll be hot. It won't be like last year.
It's incredible. His press conference now, our open mic night at Charlie's House of Chuckles. Everybody's just ready to laugh at everything he says. I heard every day. Oh, he hurts every day. I believe him. Unlike Ben Roethlisberger, who would tell you about everything and stuff that I didn't know existed. You know.
He says things just flare up. And when you get older, that happens, especially if you've had 13 surgeries.
Right.
Which Tiger has had.
By the way, Brian Finneran said, boy, he's starting to sound like LeBron. What? This guy, he was hanging upside down in a car with a leg all kind of broken.
He said he sounds a teeny bit like him.
He almost lost his leg. I don't think LeBron almost lost his leg. Unless something happened that we don't know about when it comes to LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron lost his hair. That's the biggest fight he's had. He's trying to figure out how to get the hair thing going. Tiger's not LeBron. Listen, Tiger's got problems. Tiger's not perfect. And I will say this, in terms of indiscretions, LeBron James wins.
We're just talking about physically.
Yeah.
And Tiger Woods said...
By the way, do you not think he hurts every day?
Yeah.
I do believe he hurts every day.
When asked what parts of the body, he said the back, the knee. But he said, not the ankle. It's fused. It's not going anywhere. So the ankle's fine. But Nota Begay was quoted earlier in the week, and like we said, he's going to join us a little over an hour from now because he's buddies with Tiger. He said his lower back. I mean, that's the thing that's locking up now more so than anything else when it comes to Tiger. And what are you walking, like 6 miles when you're playing Augusta? So you're out there on your feet, and obviously that's a factor as well. I'm not saying anything that everybody doesn't already know.
It's why they don't allow carts. The game would be easier if you had a cart. That's why no carts are allowed. Yeah, you're walking more than that, by the way. Listen, if you're hitting it down the middle, you're walking more than that. If you're hitting it side to side.
That's a good point. The course itself is 4.2 miles long. You're not walking 4.2 miles. No. You're walking well above that.
Obviously. Not in a straight line.
No.
It's not like you're walking around the block.
Unless it'll be hot.
Unless you're really, really good at golf.
You go back to 1994 when he had the surgery to remove benign tumors from his left knee, at least 13 surgeries. 5 on that same knee, several on his back, which has also been fused. This is what you're dealing with right now if you're Tiger Woods.
He's the Frankenstein of golf. Yeah, you can have that one if you want. He's the Frankenstein of golf. Here's what I do know about Augusta. You know me. I like the four majors. The John Deere Classic doesn't trip my trigger. I'm not really big on who's doing what. If you're betting Scottie Scheffler, be careful. His wife could go into labor, and he says he's leaving. He says, or she goes, you're looking at me. Derek, did you not know that?
I did not know that. Oh, I was watching. I didn't catch him last night, no.
Yeah, I think, make sure I'm right about that. I think his wife is pregnant enough where he said, yeah, if anything happens, I'm gone. I'm leaving. You know, so if you bet him, Saturday afternoon, you go, where the hell did he go? He might be going to welcome a child into the world. There's two golfers, by the way, whose wives are pregnant enough where it was a conversation.
Breaking rumors.
Here's the other thing. Nobody cares about Liv when it comes to this now. This is not a Liv story. Now, if the leaderboard is loaded with Liv guys, it's going to become a conversation, but I don't know if it's going to be a TV conversation. It might be a conversation for the guys that you know.
Yeah, Scott Van Pelt said since Rory kind of extended the welcoming feeling to Liv, even though nothing has been finalized, it's not a topic anymore. Speaking of Scott Van Pelt, here he is on realistic expectations for Tiger Woods.
Completing a round at this point is where you start, and I'm not being a jerk. I mean, he's had such difficulty just his body allowing him to finish rounds. So that's where you start. I love the guy's mentality. It's been how he's wired since he came out, and it'll be how he's wired until he stops playing. But realistic, play well enough to give himself a chance to make the cut. If he does, he'll establish a new record for most consecutive cuts made. But winning, I mean, that feels like a hell of a bridge to try to cross to me.
It's also the fifth-year anniversary of his last Masters title. I can't believe it's been that long. It seems like yesterday when CBS, or is it now Atlanta News First, kept breaking in with weather updates while Tiger was trying to win the Masters.
They didn't know. Somebody should have taken over the quality control of what we're going to do.
I think they knew exactly what they were doing. That's why they brought in their A-team for the storm. They knew exactly what they were doing over there.
Yeah, did you
capitalizing on the moment.
Did they? Because all I saw was grief. Now, if you saved one person, because that's the thing you got to fall back on.
Okay.
We could have saved one person. Here's what they should have
done. You don't bring in your A-team unless this is something you planned ahead. Jennifer Valdez was on the air on a Sunday afternoon.
And you think that was a win for them?
Well, they thought that.
I just said they needed quality control for somebody to tell them. You're going to lose. You're going to lose. Box it. Put a little box. Scroll. And again, here's
they
what
thought they were going to cross promote Atlanta News First, or like I said, whatever it was called at the time.
They're going to love us.
Because it's changed about 17 times in the last 5 years. So whatever they were calling it at the time.
Here's what we'll do. We'll break into the Masters with full screens. If you save the person, and but that's what you're going to fall back on, it's about safety. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. You needed a better plan than the one you put forth. That's all. Because it didn't work. I don't think anybody was like, wow, when I need my weather and now maybe my news, whew, I know who to turn to.
Their intentions were to promote the news, and it backfired on them. But anyway, 5 years ago, as he beat Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, and Xander Schauffele by one stroke. In the last 20 years, in fact, speaking of Tiger Woods, there have been only two golfers to win the Masters after being outside the top 10 following the first round. They were both named Tiger Woods. He was tied for 11th in 2019.
I thought he was a front runner, this guy.
And he also, in 2005, shot an opening round of 74. He was tied for 33rd after the first round of those Masters in 2005.
Yeah, but that's when he was still Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
I would suggest don't be tied for 33rd on Thursday night this time around. It's probably not going to go as well.
Do you think that Tiger Woods mushed Rory McIlroy, saying, oh, he's going to do that's this eventually?
Yeah. Hey, he's eventually. He
Rory,
didn't say
Rory said, I appreciate that, but it really doesn't help me, big picture.
Well, Tiger certainly wasn't going to say he's going to win it this year because he told me he's going to win it this year.
I think everybody has to have the mindset. Okay. Rory McIlroy missed the cut two of the last three Masters. He's 34 years old now. Speaking of time flying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, there were guys who start lining them up. Who did you think was going to have 7, 8, 9, 10 of these things? How many are you going to get there? The answer might be none. And listen, some of it's self-inflicted on Tiger. Bad body. How many times did he get that knee operated on when he had a he was like Tom Brady, right? Didn't he have to get it cleaned out?
Yeah, like I
something
said.
Something went wrong, but then they had to go back in again?
Five surgeries on his left knee.
But there was one where they said, like, wasn't there an infection or something? They had to go back in? He would have beaten Jack. It's amazing his career is as great as it is. And there's still that, I wonder what could have happened if he hadn't. You talk about guys, $10 million eyes, 10 cent feet. And then self-inflicted, we know what happened on Thanksgiving.
Was it Rory in 2006 when he completely went off the beaten path, when he completely collapsed at the Masters? Hitting it from some condo or something?
Dropped an 80 in the final round.
Yeah, so they all kind of run together because his last major title was the PGA Championship 10 years ago. Yeah.
What I would suggest is don't drop an 80 at any round at Augusta. Good chance you're probably not going to be the one holding the big, 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 big check and putting on a green jacket. John Rahm said his only regret of the last year was he didn't wear the green jacket enough. He did say, I realize unless I win it again, I got to give it back. I didn't wear it enough. And thank God for Fred Couples, because if anybody's going to keep this live thing alive, it is Fred Couples. Fred Couples is the guy standing on my lawn, your lawn, his lawn, screaming about live.
And we gave you some of those numbers on Tiger coming back. Those are the Wellstar Well Stats of the day. At Wellstar, our patients are the center of everything we do. We're nationally ranked and locally recognized for our high-quality care, inclusive culture, and exceptional doctors and caregivers. One of the largest and most integrated healthcare systems in Georgia. Visit Wellstar.org today. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care. Bill Belichick is apparently ready for the next phase of his life. We drive into the red zone next here on Cellini and Domino. Nota Begay, we'll talk some golf with him at 1:20 here on The Fan, 680, 93.7 FM and The Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
To address what happened earlier today when there was a tornado warning in Gwinnett County. The thousands of hateful emails and phone calls and Facebook messages and tweets that Jennifer and I and the CBS 46 newsroom received is unacceptable.
That was
the last time Tiger captured the Masters. A lot of people weren't happy, including Ella Dorsey, who's on the receiving end. A lot of that displeasure, if you will.
If they thought they were going to be held as heroes, they played it wrong. That's all I said.
That was the idea going in. That's why they did what they did. And needless to say, it did indeed backfire. But here we are, weather going to be a factor tomorrow in Augusta. But beyond that, it's supposed to be nice on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the Masters. Cellini, D'Amino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Don't forget, First Horizon Bank and Double Play ATL teaming up to give back. Going to be collecting new and gently used baseball and softball equipment and giving back to local teams and organizations in need. Bringing new and gently used equipment to the Joint Venture Park and coming this Saturday, April the 13th, between 9 and 11. Each person donating gets a free car wash courtesy of Tidal Wave Auto Spa, brought to you by First Horizon Bank and the aforementioned Tidal Wave Auto Spa. Jim Harbaugh's strange ways continue in Los Angeles. That story in about 5 minutes.
Punching it in from the goal line. This is the Drive into the Red Zone.
So Bill Belichick recently spoke at Nebraska's annual coaching clinic, and Cornhuskers head coach Matt Rhule was really, really impressed. He said, he's so smart. He's seen so much. He can make the complex so simple. It humbles you, and it embarrasses you. Wow. That's something.
I listened to what
I guess public speaking is in Bill Belichick's future.
He went on for 3 minutes. Matt Rhule went on for three plus minutes. I don't feel very comfortable. What the hell could he have been saying that you never heard before? I'm asking. Matt Rhule's been around. I understand Bill Belichick's a little different. What did he say about the game of football that Matt Rhule had not heard
whatever
before?
It was, it humbled the man. It brought me to my knees. If it's this good, then Belichick needs to go on the rubber chicken circuit, does he not? He needs to start talking to everybody. If this guy, as you said, who was, as a coach, seen and done everything, was humbled.
I don't know what Bill Belichick is going to do. Because, again, I think he wants to coach. And I do think the Don Shula thing, that's really strange to me. You can be that great and be, look, it's two things.
Matt Petty?
It's Brady winning a Super Bowl, which what it must gall this guy.
And Don Shula ripped him. So it's personal. He wants to pass by Don Shula for personal reasons.
He wants it in the first paragraph of everything, including Wikipedia, and every time he's introduced. The all-time winningest coach. The greatest. He wants the Joe DiMaggio treatment. And you know how you get that? You have more Super Bowls, and you have more wins. You have both of those. You get introduced as the greatest coach ever.
Yes, you do. The draft, the NFL draft, is 2 weeks from tomorrow. It all begins.
Can't get here quick enough.
More facts are emerging. They seem to, on an hourly basis, surrounding that DWI arrest of one-time Texas defensive tackle DeAndre Sweat. His blood alcohol, now he's a big guy. He weighs 366 pounds. His blood alcohol was measured at 0.105%, 25% over the legal limit. But he's also lucky to still be alive, if this is true. According to the Austin Police Department, his truck, his Ford Bronco, was flipped on its side after it collided with a Dodge sports car. So he's lucky he's still around and was able to just go to jail without any major injuries, as far as we know. He's making the rounds this week talking to teams, and certainly they're going to pick his brain and want to get his version of what happened and how it's never going to happen again.
I think we kind of know the version. My guess is it ended up on the side. If he's 366, I think I know what side it ended up on. I have a visual in my mind. It's going to be him laying closest to the ground.
I'm imagining as well he had a seatbelt on, because if you're that big and your vehicle gets knocked on its side, you're probably, if you're not wearing a seatbelt, going to be thrown from the vehicle. Probably.
I would just guess 366 on one side of the seats, nothing on the other side, and I probably know which end it ended up on. And listen, God bless the fact that he's still able to, hey, look at me, I want to play football. You have to approach it. Is he in any trouble?
Well, I mean, as far as...
Like, is he going to miss any time?
Will he be suspended?
Yeah.
I mean, technically, he's not a part of the league yet. Does it cross over or not?
That's a good question. I don't know. I just wasn't sure. Do we know what that is? If you cause an accident, you're over the legal limit. Does the NFL have the right to suspend you, or is that a team?
It doesn't seem like he caused the accident. Somebody hit him.
Okay.
Based on the police report, well, yeah, I mean, it's going to matter. But if you need a space heater inside like the Falcons do, you know, maybe you say, listen.
Don't do it again.
Right.
Get a driver.
Now get in there and take up space.
Now go help Grady out.
The NFL made it formal today. They announced that Green Bay and Philadelphia will play the first ever game in Brazil Friday, September the 6th, the night after the Chiefs host the regular season opener.
So might want to arm yourself.
Going to be the Green Bay Packers. Just be careful. Like I said, there's a lot of things going on down there in Brazil. A lot of people can fool a lot of people down there, from what I understand.
Now, I'm not as concerned about that as I am with the food. What do you do if you don't have a Brazilian-type stomach? You're going to be down there for a few days. I'm not even kidding about this. Don't you pack up your own American food? I'm not trying to be a jerk about this. This is not a down-the-hall moment. But how many guys do you think would be used to eating Brazilian food? And if you got to do that for 5 days, I'm not sure that's a good thing. I'm packing a lot of lunches.
I totally agree. Better to be safe than sorry. Before we talk about Jim Harbaugh and what he's doing in Los Angeles, let's do this.
It's time for the Business of Sports Minute, presented by Southern Company. Southern Company is building the future of energy for the customers and communities they are privileged to serve.
The Mitsubishi Electric Classic is right around the corner, presented by Venture. It's happening April the 22nd through the 28th at TPC Sugarloaf. Ashley Hamilton is the senior tournament director, and she joins us right now for the Business of Sports. Ashley, always a pleasure having you on. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you all?
Very, very well. Let's talk about a lot of things that are going on. First of all, you got the great charity partners. And second of all, talk about the party that slowly but surely the Mitsubishi Electric Classic has become that week at Sugarloaf.
It has. It's a wonderful event, community-focused, a lot of new things going on this year. And we're excited. We're getting ready.
And Stuart Sink is the new tournament host, and everybody knows that name in the city of Atlanta.
He is. We're excited to bring him on as our tournament host. Rookie of the year in 1997, eight-time winner on the PGA Tour, awarded the Payne Stewart Award in 2017. So just thrilled to have him and his wife, Lisa, join us as ambassadors within the community and on tour with PGA Tour and PGA Tour champions alike.
And tell everybody what you're doing with the Patriots Outpost.
Patriots Outpost is back this year. We're also partnering with Folds of Honor for our first Folds of Honor Friday. So we'll have an opening ceremony with Color Guard playing the national anthem. And then there's some special activations throughout the course. Folds of Honor will be out on hole number 13. And excited to have them with us this year. We'll be donating scholarships back through their platform.
And obviously with Stuart Sink coming in, his charity is going to be involved. And also you're talking about helping out some schools at Gwinnett, are you not?
Yes, we have Sink Charities through Stuart and his wife, Lisa. They started that foundation several years ago. And then back with us again, Special Needs Schools of Gwinnett, based out of Lawrenceville. They've been a great partner of ours and look forward to helping them out as well.
Ashley, let's finish up with any developments. What's the website, tickets, that type of information for people?
Absolutely. MitsubishiElectricClassic.com. Tickets are on sale. Knock on wood, the weather looks great, so we look forward to seeing everybody out on the fairways.
I want to thank the new presenting partner, Venture Employer Solutions, like we said. April the 22nd through the 28th, TPC Sugarloaf, the party will be going on all that week, the Mitsubishi Electric Classic, MitsubishiElectricClassic.com. Ashley, always a pleasure having you on. We'll see you that week.
We can't wait. We'll see y'all soon.
The Business of Sports Minute, presented by our friends at Southern Company. You can check out all our interviews at 680thefan.com, thepodcastpark.com, or on the 680 The Fan app.
So let's talk about Jim Harbaugh and what he's doing in Los Angeles. He made some locker room changes, Chris. I don't know if you know this or not. Not only are player lockers rearranged numerically, whoa, but each player nameplate also shows their recruit level coming out of high school. No rating through five-star recruit level, you know, to motivate them. Actually, I don't know why he's doing that, but he won a national title at Michigan. Brought the Niners to the Super Bowl, so I guess there's a method to his madness. You're looking at me funny. I'm just telling you what he's doing.
Okay. So
one, two, three, four. Those are your numbers. Those are your lockers. I see you're a three-star. I see you had no stars. Be motivated by this man. You see, nobody wanted him, and he's here in this locker room with the rest of you. That's the best case scenario in my head as far as why he's.
Back in the old days when numbers were a little bit more normal, and I'm old enough to say when they were a little bit more normal, that would mean you would have groupings. The guys in the 80s, the wide receivers, are going to be next to each other. Now they're all over the place. I got a guy wearing 2. I got a guy wearing 18.
And a guy wearing 0.
Yeah. So God bless. Listen, I don't know what that does. He believes that you win in April. I guess that's what he's trying to prove. We're thinking about football 365, 24/7, and we're about to win this moment in April.
Okay. We'll see if it crosses over once again in the NFL.
Seems a little collegey to me.
Everybody's trying to
Seems a little collegey.
You're right. Everybody's trying to do what they have to do. We know, as we said yesterday, and we've said since they made the playoffs, the Texans are loaded for bear. They got Stephon Diggs. Now, when he left Buffalo, he said, Bills Nation, I love you all.
Oh, it was heartfelt.
Yeah.
It was a letter. It was a full letter.
Sure was.
He said, what you people did for me, I'll never be able to repay you.
Now, I guess yesterday he liked to post on X that branded Buffalo Bills fans as the worst fan base and bitter.
They're low-key worst fan base in the NFL, and he liked it.
And Bills Mafia, I think, took notice of that. Matter of fact, I know they took notice of that.
That took a turn. That didn't take very long. He really went all in, and then he went all in again. It was just the other way.
Now, I guess there's a way you can like something if you're scrolling on accident, right? There's a way you can just hit that hard button, and it just kind of happens.
Okay, that thumb thing?
Are we willing to give Stephon?
No.
Let me finish.
What are you, crazy? Of course he liked it. Just changed his mind a little bit. Yeah, I don't. So people have told me that. Oh, wait, I hit it by accident. So when the red heart appeared on your screen, you didn't think anything of it?
You just keep scrolling through. You don't notice it right away.
Okay. What was he even doing looking at a site that was talking about them being the low-key worst fans in the NFL?
I don't know.
Come on.
I do not know the circumstances surrounding him liking this tweet.
I've got a bigger story than Jim Harbaugh putting stars up. I got a bigger story than this guy liking things, not liking things, heartfelt letters that weren't as heartfelt as we thought. There is now an epidemic. Speaking of epidemics in the world of sports, there's now an epidemic around the world of the NFL where everybody's claiming everything is rigged. Everybody is dropping it. It's rigged. Mm-hmm. We got another one. Listen to this.
And when we think about the Super Bowl as well, I think that the 49ers played against the refs as well, guys.
This is Dante Whitner. Guy's been around. Now these guys are all playing the rigged game. By the way, again, I don't want to piss anybody off back there, but the cut was too short because there was certainly more. There was certainly more about what he said they're playing against.
What else did he say?
I'm not telling you. I'm not telling you. I'm just telling you it's an epidemic.
Principle alone.
It's an epidemic. NFL guys, former NFL guys, they're all claiming everything is rigged now. I got guys going back 10 years, 8 years, 2 years. Everything is rigged. Everybody's getting the bum end of the straw. Now I'm going to say something. We're the show of honesty.
We are the show of honesty. Yeah.
You're right, Adam. You're out of the cup business again. You're out of the cup. You don't have to do this anymore. You're out of the cup business.
You have the ability to cut up your own sound, right? You've taught yourself how to do that.
Yep, I have.
Well, add that to your list.
It just adds more work for me. Just FYI, for what it's worth.
I don't care. Honestly, I'm just telling you, you're out of the cup business. What you've done today is subpar. Subpar work. If I would have known you were going to do that, you would have been better off just telling me I'm not doing it. Because in my mind, this is worse. What you've done with these two cuts is worse than being insubordinate and saying I'm not going to do it. I'll do it. No, I'm going to do it.
Okay, that's fine. What I'm going to say,
I got a guy saying the league is rigging Super Bowls.
Gotcha.
He just thought 3 seconds of that guy was enough. That's ridiculous.
He got the point across, but you're saying there's a lot more there. Was he telling you why it was rigged, why he believed to be the case?
Taylor Swift was part of it.
Gotcha.
Of course they had a win. That's what he's saying. But he's like the fifth guy in the last 3 weeks to come out with something in the NFL is rigged. I thought that was an NBA thing. What does the NFL got to get involved in this for?
Well, as you say all the time, there's no such thing as a two-person secret. So if somebody was in on something, somebody would have said something.
These guys are sitting around drinking and they're going, you know, I've been thinking about this. Yeah, you know what? I've been thinking about it, so now I'll say it. The NFL is rigged. I mean, I guess once you're out of the league, what are they going to do to you? But it doesn't seem to be, in a world where betting is more prevalent than ever before, and the idea is my team really given a fair shake, how about you guys cut it out for a little bit? How about you cut it out for just a little bit? Let the NBA cry about things being rigged. Don't go down this road if you're the NFL.
So it's like professional wrestling? Everything is scripted? Are they willing to go that far? Because we've heard that as well from time to time about the NFL.
yes, this game was predetermined who was going to win. Just look at these things. Mm-hmm. I got a guy saying his OC because he was getting a job in Miami. Totally tanked a playoff game because that way he can get the job sooner.
Cam Cameron with the Chargers.
And this is...
Dante Whitner.
Yeah, 2 days ago. Yeah.
It's still real to me, damn it! Yeah.
Let it go. Somebody wins, somebody loses. You got to be better than... just telling me that Taylor Swift involved in this.
I'm willing now because it's happened to him three times in Super Bowls. I'm willing more to fault Kyle Shanahan. When I say three times, double-digit leads. He's been a part of three separate teams now.
Ask me why.
Why?
This goes back to the whole thing was alleged, right? Did we do that before the show started?
Yes.
We put out
that disclaimer, yes.
Because he bet the other side.
It's all alleged.
Bet the money line.
All of it is alleged. What's not alleged is helmet manufacturers. More than double the number of position-specific models available to NFL players in 24. Eight of the top 12 ranked helmets are designed for either quarterbacks or offensive and defensive linemen. Now, I didn't think of it before, so I'm just as guilty, but doesn't this seem to be a simple solution that should have been thought of a while ago? If you play a certain position, like if you're a first baseman, you wear a different glove. If you're a catcher, you wear a different glove. If you're an outfielder, you wear a bigger glove.
Correct.
If you're a second baseman, you wear a small glove. So can we liken that to football in the regard where if you play a certain position, maybe you should have a differently designed helmet? Shouldn't this have been in place a long time ago? It's common sense, is it not?
Yeah, it seems like equipment, we've gotten to the point where it should be customized. They don't all wear the same mouthpiece if they wear a mouthpiece. I'm assuming some guys need a bigger cup, other guys maybe not. I mean, I don't want to put anybody's business out there, but I got a bigger head. I play this position.
Like quarterbacks wear
getting dinked.
Yeah, quarterbacks wear smaller shoulder pads because they have to throw the football. Kickers wear smaller shoulder pads, well, because they don't need them. So if you're doing that with everything else, I mean, the helmets, this should have been in place a while ago.
Are kickers even still wearing shoulder pads?
I mean, they're wearing shoulder pads, but
are they?
You don't really need them.
I don't know if there was a shoulder pads. I thought shoulder pads were something you had to sort of not struggle to pick up, but there's some strings and everything attached. I'm not sure kickers are wearing much of anything close to a shoulder.
And you're essentially just wearing, I don't know, almost shorts now if you're an NFL wide receiver.
What happened to thigh pads?
They tried for a while. Remember, they tried to bring them back. You don't have to wear hip pads.
They built them into the pants.
Yeah, you don't have to wear hip pads anymore in the NFL.
So. Now, I'll tell you what I would wear. I'd wear that one on my tailbone. I would put something on my tailbone.
Makes you slower, though. That's what they're going to tell you.
I'm slow to begin with.
Yeah, but you...
I got to protect my coccyx.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if we could say coccyx on the air, but we just did.
Every day of the week. I'm wearing one of those right now.
Mm-hmm. You're too old to be wearing something like that.
Yeah, I got
to
protect it every day.
It's, at some point in time, you don't have to worry about your coccyx.
Not a cod piece, a coccyx.
Yeah, look it up if you have the time to do it. And you can look up coccyx in your office because there's nothing foul about that.
Well, it depends how you spell it. Actually. Very foul.
that's again,
there's not a
you.
K in it. There is not a K in
no.
it. There's no K.
No. Why Braves fans almost drowned in the rain last night. We'll talk about that when we come back. Nota Begay, we'll talk some golf with him at 1:20 with the Masters starting tomorrow. It's Cellini. It's Domino. It's the home of the Braves. It's the Fan, 680, 93.7 FM.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
Siblings Day, your favorite team of siblings. That's the X platform question of the day. Of course, Glenn Jacobs, now the mayor of Knox County, who played Kane. And we know who the Undertaker is, the great Mark Calloway. Anyway, it's neither here nor there. It's hard to go against the Wilson brothers, right? Brian, Dennis, and Carl, if you're talking about siblings. Just saying.
So do you want to be a snob and tell me right now you're not going to watch this new documentary on May the 24th?
Or I'm going to watch it. Yeah, on Disney Plus about the Beach Boys, yeah. Of course. Anything Beach Boys I'm going to watch. Yeah, it's probably then, nothing I don't know already, well, but I'm going to watch
it. There it is. There's the mentality I was looking for. Do you think you're going to teach me something?
They're not going to really uncover anything that I haven't seen or anything I don't know about, but yeah, I'll watch it.
Okay. I hope you're pleasantly surprised and something comes up about Murray that perhaps you didn't know.
And again, I've heard the entire, like, 38 minutes of Murray and Brian Wilson fighting during the Help Me Rhonda session. So it's nothing I haven't heard or seen.
You know what the angle of this documentary is? Do you know what the angle is?
What's that?
A part of it is, without the Beach Boys, the Beatles wouldn't be who they were.
They
without the Beatles, the Beach Boys wouldn't be where they were.
Yeah.
They're going to do the whole brothers, cousin, friend, Al. Right. Murray, but I think the thing that they're trying to really tap into is they wouldn't be each other without each other.
Because the difference was you had...
Don't blow the whole thing. No,
You had Lennon and McCartney, and then you had George Martin. Jeez. And then on the other side, you had Brian Wilson doing everything by himself as a 23-year-old kid. And he lost his mind.
I don't have to watch it now.
Anyway, that's the question of the day. You can follow us at RoadDog680, at Matt Lear, at Cellini Nick, at Chris D'Amino, at 680. The Fan Braves Clubhouse Report is coming your way at 2 o'clock today. The Braves looking to win two in a row against the Mets tonight. 7:20 first pitch. Alan Winans, Jose Quintana. The Ford leadoff show coming your way at 6:05. The weather's supposed to be nasty tonight. It's supposed to be nasty tomorrow. So we'll see if these games do get started on time. I was surprised last night's game started on time. They played through that drizzle, and everybody, it looked like as the game went on, the pitchers were pitching off the moon surface instead of a pitcher's mound at the major league level. Nobody seemed to be happy about it as the crew was out there working on that mound over and over and over again as the game went on.
There was tarp on it for a long time. We didn't think they were going to get started on time. They pulled the tarp off. They had lined the infield, which made it a little bit better. I think they were going to work on the mound a little bit more. And then, again, all it takes is one guy to start kicking around. All it takes is one guy with an extended sort of, and then you have, you know, when you have six, seven, eight guys, I can understand why guys wouldn't be happy with the mound. Certain guys dig deep. Some guys don't want
to. Iglesias.
And landing spots.
Yeah,
guys get pissed about landing spots.
Yeah, absolutely. He wasn't comfortable at all as he closed out that game, giving up a couple of runs. 6-5 was the final. 6-0 was the Braves' early lead. And Ronaldo Lopez did his job as he went six scoreless innings. His ERA through two starts, 0.75. But you brought up, I think, what's a legitimate concern for the Braves and Ronaldo Lopez.
He's not gone more than 68 innings maybe in the last 4 years. And I think that's one of the reasons this was temporary. Let's get somebody down in Gwinnett. May the best man win. Let's have a shootout. And let's bring somebody up and we'll put Lopez in a bullpen to keep the innings down. I cannot believe they would let him throw 165 innings this year. I know they don't want to, but the Strider thing really changed it. How do you do it now? Because he's effective. You know, at what point do you put him in a bullpen? Do you wait for him to not be effective and go, okay, now we'll put him in the bullpen, keep the innings down?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, me neither, Stan.
I don't think anybody has the answer as of right now. It's going to be Winans today. How much do you mix and match down the road now? And again, you have to be careful with a guy like this because we saw it with Bryce Elder last year. He hit the wall, and he was never the same.
Am I right? I think I'm right about this, although it's been a bit. 2015, the Kansas City Royals, didn't they throw the fewest starting pitcher innings the year they won the World Series? What I did look at is there were only 10 guys who had a start. It was 16 for the Braves last year. 10 guys for the Royals started a game in 2015. One guy started one game. One guy started four games. So they basically had eight guys who did 157 games worth of work. You can't get that lucky, but their bullpen was so good that year. Does it work long term? Do you got to send a guy away because he's a little bit broken down? Maybe. But I think 2015, and did you see what the Red Sox are doing this year? The Red Sox want their guys throwing fewer fastballs, fewer four-seamers. They've had a really good start on the mound. They haven't played in Fenway. They haven't played a lot of games in Fenway yet. They've had a good start on the mound. Do you think in a copycat world, you can get a staff to go, fellas, stop exerting. You throw natural 91, throw 91. Don't get it up to 94 because it's not going to do any of us any good. I don't know if that's sustainable. I don't know if you can convince a staff to do that.
It's
You can't
in
tell
theory,
a kid.
In theory, something that makes sense, but like you say, can you convince the staff that it's going to work?
Here's what I know you can't do. You can't convince a kid in college who's going to have scouts around, or a kid in high school who's going to have scouts around, hey, you know, pull it back a little bit. Throw 89. We'll still love you. That's not happening. Up at this level, I think the Red Sox might be trying to incorporate the idea that can we get away with a little bit more of this as opposed to heat as much as you want to
think. Like I said, the fans that went to the game last night, they thought they were going to get out much sooner than they did if they stayed for the whole game, because the bullpen led by Tyler Matzek and Iglesias kind of came apart and made it much more of a game than everybody thought it was going to be. So the bullpen the past couple of nights, not really what you want. And now you talk about overall, one of these games, it's all going to work. The starter's going to do well, and then the bullpen's going to do well, because that really hasn't been the case for the most part, even though the Braves are 7-3 to start the season.
I got a day game tomorrow. And again, you'd say, well, what's the difference between 12-20 and 7-20? Half a day. And if you blow guys out, and I don't mean physically like they're done, but if you need the bullpen again tonight, it is a quick turnaround tomorrow. It's a really quick turnaround tomorrow. So I hope it goes a little bit smoother, but that would mean you get more innings out of a starter.
And Max Fried tomorrow, I think it's imperative that, well, there's no place to go but up, but he can't have another one of those stinkers. Even the other night when he wasn't pitching all that well, he had to stay in the game. They had no choice because they had to use a lot of bullpen arms the night before when Strider went out of the game.
He was very nervous. He had a 40 ERA going into that game, and Kevin McAlpin guaranteed me his ERA would go down. And there was a moment where I was like, I don't know about that.
I can hold one hand, the other, and see which one fills up first.
I guess that's one way to look at it. Dan Hurley gets ripped a new one, even though he's a two-time champion. We'll talk about that next. Nota Begay, we'll talk about Tiger, his teammate at Stanford, as he joins us by way of NBC covering the Masters. Nota Begay at 120 here on Cellini and Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon background screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.